Why you lost? Why you came late?
I was staying nearby and
nearby. We have come so many miles from here, walking 1 hour even, and we have returned and we
asked,
but your wife have also no time. No time. When she will see, daughter and sons, they will. Mother. Quickly they will take. And you, father, you have not time. Have a faith. Have a faith. We should all. What Raghunath Das rejected? No. Why next Raghunath Das will, who has achieved everything, he will come from the association of Swarup Damodar. Understand why? So we should try to be or follow Raghunath Das Goswami. Very strong. Remember that what we are doing, anything of this world, even a hair can we cannot take. Understand all family men, they should do very carefully. Only to remember Krishna. Thank you. Nani Kirtan. And the king of demons, Birochan, both went to Brahma for transcendental knowledge. Atma Gyan. Brahma told, why you have come to me? They both told same thing. We want to be happy. We don't want to be defeated by anyone. Don't want to be controlled by anyone and never to die. Brahma told the subject is very high and deep. So you must be here and obey me. Being Brahmacharya, Brahmachari, very far away from ladies, and you should be here serving in my house for 25 years. Then I may tell something. Otherwise you will not be qualified to realize what I am telling. You can understand something that I don't, never wanted. Against my will, you will understand something else. They accepted this, not saving, giving up all what?
Sense gratification.
Sense gratifications. Serving in Brahma house in all respects. Even not cutting their nails. And being brahmacharya, very far away from worldly intoxications and everything. Rising early in morning. Sleeping very late. They followed fire 25 years, very strictly. Then they came to Brahma. Please tell us what to do. How we can be happy? How we can realize myself that who am I? Thus, overcoming of birth, death, sorrow, sufferings of this life. How easily we can. Then he told that, oh, you should obey me. At once you should go to a barber and shave and take bath. Cutting nails and everything. And come decorating this body. Well, in beautiful way, that you should look beautiful. They did so. And they washed everything. Became very beautiful. And then again came to Brahma. Brahma told that, bring a mirror. And they brought. Oh, you should see your faces. Very beautiful looking. Both were beautiful. Oh, this is you. This is so. This is Atma. This is Paramatma, everything. And you should return and try to make this body very happy. Thus you will be happy. They went. They were initiated. They both thought that I have been initiated by you. O Jagat Guru Brahma, and satisfied, returned. Virochan, the king of demon, he returned to his kingdom. And he announced that I have known the reality of soul, that this body is soul. And we said, anyhow, by crook and
who can crook?
We should try to make it happy. By taking wine, no harm. By anything, we should make this body happy. And he began to teach all the same philosophy of life. And he was fully satisfied. But Indra, when he left his Gurukul, the abode of Brahma, and he was going to his kingdom, he had some doubt. He was not satisfied. Why he told this? We have heard, and Brahma has also instructed us. Atma never dies. Always full of jnana.
Knowledge.
No change of what?
No change in their appearance.
Transformation.
Transformation. Never. Never unhappy. Atma. Never unhappy. But I see that Brahma told me, or Guru they told, that this body is soul. And you should try to keep it happy. But I realize, oh, from beginning of birth, so many transformations. When he was a boy, a baby of one day, and then 5 years, then 10 years, gradually he became young. After that he began to become old, and then he left. So how this body can show? In a moment he is happy, one moment he is feeling some separations or some suffering, and so many things. I have doubt. I could not understand him. I could not follow him. He is not, but he is not
not telling me the truth.
No, no.
Making an examination.
Oh, he is true. And he has perhaps told some true thing, but I could not understand. I could not follow. So he is not in mistake, but I am in. So I must go return to him and ask this question again. What is the purpose of his teaching? And he went and asked Gurudev, you told that this body is soul, permanent, never becomes unhappy, no death, no birth. But I see that this body always transformation, moment to moment. Transformation and transformation. And after some time, this body is burned to ashes. It transformed into stool and so many things. So this body, how it can be so? Oh, I am very happy to hear. Very happy to hear. Oh, you should be more 25 years here, being brahmacharya. Then you will be qualified to realize my instructions. And he did so. After 25 years more, that is after 50 years, brahmacharya and being so, serving Gurudev, Gurudev serving. And then he again returned. He came to Brahman, then Brahma told, oh, you know, in a dream, what? Oh, you see, that person is not dead, he never dies. Very happy. If you know the person in dream, oh, you can be happy. Again he returned, but again he returned. How this can be? Never. Mind or a person in dream, oh, always in 10 kinds of conditions. 10 means so many problems, so many things. Always in anxieties. Upset always. Sometimes he becomes happy with children and sons and daughter and wife and husband. But after some time he becomes again worried. He wants that if I will have some wealth, I will be happy. But wealth comes never happy. Or if a wife, very qualified, beautiful wife may come and I, but she comes no happy because no children. If children also, never happy. So many diseases, so many things. And by mind he is thinking. So this person cannot be so.
Swapna asatya. Swapna satya. Sheer
nikhali. And swapna is also.
Dream.
Dream is also.
False.
False. And when he comes
wakes up,
woke up in knowledge, then he thinks, oh, everything was so. If in dream anyone is cutting your head and you are crying, I am crying, but not dying. A very strange thing. And when you, oh, what nonsense I was. So this cannot be. Again he came. And thus, again two times he came. So after 100 years, again he came. Then he told about Atma. Oh, in this body, oh, there is transcendental something, part and parcel of Supreme Godhead. Now you can realize by practice. When you came first, if I had told you all, you could not have practiced. Not realization. So gradually I took you to this point. Now your heart is pure in 100 years, serving Guru and gradually going up. So, Indra and Virochan both were disciples of Brahma. He also thinks that I am a disciple of Brahma and Indra also. But really, who is disciple? Who is disciple?
Indra.
Who practices? Who wants to know the real thing, the internal thing of his Gurudev, then. We know Narad is one guru. He has so many disciples. Vyas, Valmiki, Dhruva, Prahlad, Viro,
Panchapandav,
Prachin Bahir, what?
Prachin
Bahir. Or the sons of Prajapati, so many, so times. Thousands and thousands, Balya Khilya, all are disciples of Narada. But why so many differences? Do you feel any difference between Dhruva and Prahlad? Do you feel any difference between Prahlad and Dhruva? Can you tell?
Dhruva Maharaj achieved.
He is disciple of Narada? Yes. And Prahlad is disciple of Narada?
Yes.
What is the difference between two? Are both the same? Or some difference?
Very some difference. Dhruva Maharaj had to go through the austerity and Prahlad Maharaj received the knowledge of Bhagavatam in the womb of Diti.
Can you tell?
Dhruva Maharaj had some material desires. So, because he prayed for some material desire, he had to get that first. But Prahlad, he had no material desire.
Though he's thinking that I'm disciple of
Narada.
And Prahlad, rejecting all these things. And what he wanted? What he received from Narada? That God is everywhere. In God everything is there. Mahabhagavatam. No? And he was satisfied. He can see everywhere his God. Worship people. Even in a grass, even everywhere. Never to fear. No? Never fear. Self-satisfied. He is. But Narada has a disciple like Vyas. Something more. And what is that? Vyas? He knows all worldly things. Oh, transcendental things he has also realized. He has revealed in his scriptures, divided Vedas. In four. And he took the essence in Vedanta. And the essence of Vedanta he took in Srimad Bhagavatam. For person not in so much intelligent, always in sense gratification, for them he made Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabharatam. Very interesting. All each other fighting, doing this. Very intelligent. How to take them in transcendental field, realm. Very cleverly he has written all these things. Even he was not satisfied. And then he did, he went to Narada. Oh, even I am not satisfied. Why? Oh, I know that you cannot be satisfied. You are not glorified. The sweet pastimes of our Supreme Personality. You have not decided yet that who is Supreme Personality of Godhead and where he is abode and what is love and affection. You have not done. So you should realize this and then you can be happy. And then he told and he took the shelter of bhakti and he realized and then he made Srimad Bhagavatam. What is that thing? Highest transcendental knowledge, love and affection, the constitutional form of Krishna, love and love. Raso Vaishaha. And then he glorified Gopis. Then Gopis. Bande Nanda Brajaistrinam Padrim Vafiknasa. Jasanghari Kothod Gita Punatu. Though he told transcendental knowledge to Prahlad, but can he be like Vyas? Sukadev? Never. So why these differences are seen? Why? You see, that he told to Prachin Vahir also the same knowledge, but he was not so much
advanced.
You see, you can see, Madhavendrapuri has so many disciples, so many devotees, especially 9 or 10 sannyasis, very high class. But each of his disciples, so many kinds, even one, what name?
Ramchandrapuri.
Oh, he became Mayavadi. Mayavadi. But he took initiation from
Madhavendra
Puripada. And one was Ishwar Puripada. High class of realized soul and devotee. Always waiting like Madhavendra Puri. And he became the guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also, Paramananda Puri, so many were. But of different types. Why? Similarly, Swamiji, your Prabhupada came to this world. I think that so many lakhs he had disciples. Direct disciple, indirect disciple, by phone disciples,
by letter,
by email, by so many.
Some he made in
1946.
Some came in 1946.
Yes. And also today, by their, his
books.
By his
cassette.
By Ridvik. they are taking shelter of him. And they are all telling that I am
his
disciple, highest disciple. Why these differences? Come, can you explain? Why?
each individual is unique and has so many different desires. There are different desires. Oh,
another example. Sun is same. No? Mm-hmm. Oh, in glass, in water, his reflections.
You can see.
You can see. Oh. If you see that air becomes hot so much, water becomes so hot by sun rays, but wood never becomes. Why? There are some stones, like glass, or by heat of some, they preserve and they can give
burn
fire to, and
they can burn to you.
Oh, burn. Do you know this glass?
Very easy. Glass.
Oh, they can preserve it and they can give fire to anywhere. Why? But in wood, nothing. But if there is more heat, then automatically heat will come in wood, fire, in
forest,
forest, and all wood can be fire. Is this something change in sun? This dosh?
Fault of sun?
Defect in sun? Or those who receive these things?
Those who receive.
Huh?
Sun is the same, is the reception.
So Guru is same. But why he gives so much various kinds of knowledge to so many disciples? Why? And each and everyone, they tell that I am disciple of Swamiji, of Narad, of Sun or Krishna. Why? Why it becomes so many differences? You should tell, try to tell. This is question for all. For all.
According to our impressions from our previous actions, our karma, according to previous association of saintly persons or of devotees we've contacted maybe in previous life also, We have arrived at a certain level of understanding and of purification of heart. So depending on that degree of purification, that much we can accept the instruction. If we're not very pure, then that instruction might burn us. If it's because we're not ready to take the full heat of the sun yet. In order to take the full weight of the instructions of the spiritual master, to become very qualified disciple like Ishwara Puripad, one has to be very pure. Otherwise, it may have different effect. Like in Ramchandra Puri, his heart actually became...
If the heart is pure of two disciples and they went to one guru, can they receive same thing or not?
Both have pure heart.
Yes.
Like Vijay Kumar Brajanath. Best day one.
It depends on speciality then of their soul.
Yes. But Guru wants that all should follow me.
Yes.
And they should be like me. I'm not telling of bogus Guru. They cannot give anything. Because they are bogus.
They can give bogus.
Only they can give bogus things. Never they can. And from then, if anyone wants light and heat and life, they should serve sun in modern world and
living.
So if anyone wants high class of knowledge, tattva jnana, he should go to realize soul, to real guru, bona fide guru. If he is not going to bona fide guru and thinking that my guru is all high class in this world, there is no one like my guru. But guru is what?
Bogus.
Having no transcendental idea, he is never touched. If anyone going and thinking that my Guru Dev is now in whole world, his supreme
Guru of Gurus,
Guru of Guru, not anyone like, what will be there? Will he gain anything? Nothing. Andha jathai indhai upaniyama. What is the meaning? What meaning?
Hare Krishna. In this verse, Prahlad Maharaj is saying that if there is a blind person and other blind people take shelter of him, then all are blind and they will go along and gradually they will lose the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is to be considered blind. And those who follow him, oh, they are following him into a very dangerous condition of complete disaster. So in Shastra it's written, Tavu bo narakam goram brajitam kalam akshayam. Both the spiritual master and the disciples very quickly go into a very hellish condition and remain there for a very long time.
So, in the beginning, we were blind. And anyhow, a blind person, we thought that, oh, he has eyes and he can help. But when anyhow he realized that, oh, my Gurudev is blind like me, then what should he do?
Reject.
What he should do? He should reject. And then he should come to a really who has a very good eyes. With transcendent. How he will know? Only going to pure devotee, hearing. But always is engaged in worldly things. He had no time at all to go in association. How can he know? Then he must should go in the
endless
chain of birth and death. If he has no time. But if anyone has time for this, why I am wasting my time in this thing? He will at once reject. If anyone wants milk, he may bring it, buy a cow. Who can give? But when he brought, he saw that no milk. He was thinking that one day this will give some cough and milk will come. But never came. He waited for 1 year, 2 years. But not milk was gone. We are very fond of milk. And what he should do?
Reject that cow, bring new one.
Oh, why with not cow. New one? With cough. Yes, sir. With knowledge. Who can remove all my all doubts. And he can give knowledge at Narad. Like Rup Sanatan, like others, like Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. A guru like my Gurudev Nitya Lila Prishtamushnu Vasisham Bhakti Siddhanta. Bhakti Pragyan Kishore. By his association, I was an insect of stool and he brought me. Now whole world is hearing me. What miracle he did. So we should try to be in this way. Sato vritti, utsaha nishyat, dharyat, tatto, karma pravartana, sangha tyagat, sato. What is the meaning of sato vritti? Sato vritti, you know? What? Sato vritti? Oh, Prabhu, you should not take so much rest. You?
Satobrite, in commentaries, have said that it needs to follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. And for the householders, it means to earn honest living, simple living, but to follow as much, to do as much bhajan as they can, not to earn more than they need. And for the brahmacharis and sannyasis, to strictly follow in the footsteps of great previous acharyas in the matter of hearing and
chanting. Can you more clarify? Huh? What can you do?
He distributes some books today, Gurudev.
Huh?
He went and he distributed books in the town today.
Oh, very good. Thank
you. Back late, he was tired. Now his mind, he said, I cannot think so well. If Gurudev asked me to speak.
More clarify. What is the question? What to clarify? Huh?
What is the meaning of sato vritti?
Sato vritti.
Srila Gurudev is...
Or, you should all try to know.
Srila Gurudev is...
Those who are disciples, and they want transcendental on knowledge for them.
So Srila Gurudev is quoting a verse, Ashila Rupa Goswamipatram, Upadeshamritam.
Not so much, only sato vritti, you should.
There is written, six things are favorable for devotional service. Of these six, the last one is Chateau Brite. What does it mean? Chateau Brite. Brite means one's livelihood. How to maintain your existence within this world is called Brite. What kind of Brite? Chateau Brite. As those who are Santa Mahatma, pure devotees, have maintained their lives in this world, you should accept the same path. In other words, those who were in the household life, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, like Srivas Thakur, and others, in the same way that they maintain their lives, you should follow them in a very simple way and put all emphasis on doing bhajan and depend on Krishna. And then, those who are in renounced order, like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupan Sanatan, and others, they should be followed by those who are in the Brahmachari Ashram or Sannyas Ashram. They were simply doing bhajan, and whatever came by the mercy of the Lord, they would accept that, sometimes doing madhukari. So in this way, if someone wants to make progress in spiritual life, he'll have to maintain his life by appropriate means, following the examples given by the great saints in their lives, following them according to whatever ashram they were in. If one will observe this, then he must be successful in his spiritual life. However, if you neglect this, then his devotional service must be ruined.
Once, there were so many devotees, all brahmacharis and sannyasis. Guru Maharaj was there. And we used to beg door to door, and if 4 rupees we collected, oh, we thought that, oh, very excess, very much. And he used to give Gurudev and he used to be very satisfied. Oh, no one has served like you. 12. Huh? One day, Sanatana Prabhu, a disciple of Srila Prabhupada,
who took renounced order with Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj.
Now he had left his house, and he became also like Vanaprastha, alone in what he was, Brahmacharya life. And he all told, oh, I want to help you, Gurudev. I want to help. How? I want to make a workshop where all Brahmachari, only one hours they can give, and I will teach them how to make clothes for their chadar, kurta, dhoti, and all. And if it will be excess, we can give it to him. Also market, and thus no need of going to nowadays, anyone does not like this. So we should try to be. Or we can make a factory of soap or anything.
Incense.
Huh?
Incense.
Agarbati.
Incense and all these things. And we should. Guru Maharaj rejected at once. At once rejected. you are brahmacharis and sannyasis. How renounce order now? Oh, you should follow always Rupa Sanatana, Raghunath Das Goswami. A brahmachari taken, who has taken
saffron cloth.
Can he serve in anywhere, in worldly companies or anywhere in government or anything to make somebody? Can?
No.
He may be allowed or not?
No.
Never.
Only under special conditions.
Never. Then he should give up this
saffron cloth.
But sometimes we see that those who are in saffron cloth, they are allowed for some time.
Who allows?
Like Kishore Prabhu.
Our Gurudev?
No. Kishore Prabhu was working.
Because he is weak.
Yes.
Now he has left.
Yes, so then little time till he becomes strong.
But in saffron cloth, I cannot allow.
No.
Any Guru cannot allow. To serve him. Only to serve Krishna. No? Even father, mother. Now, if he has taken saffron cloth, he cannot serve any father, mother. Because Guru Dev has become more father than his that father. That father and mother cannot liberate us. Cannot help. So like Narad, like Vyas, Sukadeva Goswami, coming from the home and run away quickly, very quickly. So like this, if really you want to develop your Krishna consciousness, very strictly we should follow our Guru Bhargava in vritti, in bhakti, in all things. No? If you are only following half, then what will we do? Only half? Nothing. So we should try it. Otherwise, you will think that I am disciple of Narad, Arsham, Prabhupada. Reality, in the reality, not fall. So what do you achieve in this world? Again going. Charvit?
Charvit.
So, Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he liked to always to read Chaitanya,
Prahlad
Chaitanya. Go deep, think so much. And then transcendental knowledge may come. If you were thinking, this is my wife, but I have left. But this is my wife. Oh, children, I have left. What is the difference? Nothing different. So you should realize, Krishna is my everything. Gurudev has given this transcendental knowledge and
relation.
I should follow this. I should try to engage myself and increase this transcendental relation and attachment to Krishna. If he is not doing it, then he will think I am disciple, I am doing well, I am saffron cloth, I am sannyasi. But of news. Gaur Brahma. Don't be upset to me. I don't want to give any what?
Pinch.
Pinch in your heart.
I want that you should realize what is the truth. Maskirtan. Now I should.
If any acharya like Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he wants to establish and give Krishna consciousness, sometimes he may introduce something on a lower platform.
But he cannot do against any principle.
No.
that a sannyasi should have he should be engaged in his wife and worldly things. He will not allow. There is some limit. He should not go. He will not go beyond his limit.
But if he sees that many of his followers, they want to do certain things.
And that is why I told all this clearly. Being a sannyasi, learned person, all could not follow Madhavendra Puri. Like, all could not follow Naradrishi. They thought that Narad, all the transcendental knowledge he has given to me. All are thinking. But why he gave Ram Bhakti to
Valmiki?
Valmiki, why he gave? He knows more than us. He thinks that Ram is not different from Krishna. This is one of the pastimes of Ram. And he saw that he is qualified for this. And he gave. Adik bolne se humko raat mein apni neend nahi.
And he was returning. And in Prayag, why so?
They are there in the kitchen also.
No, there should be, other lines. So, Mahaprabhu was returning. And he went only Vrindavan for Roop. And he was returning, and the way he met Roop Goswami, became very happy. And he stayed there for 10 days. Or like this, I don't
know. 10 days.
10 days. And he told one day that, I want to give you one drop of the ocean, endless ocean of nectar, Krishna came. How he gave? Like Brahma. All you should take, I am giving you. And really he gave all the tattva, all the pain, everything. Grihana gaditang maya. I am giving. You cannot take, I know. You have no quality, nothing that you can take. So I am giving personally everything. Bhavato Krishna Prem Bhavato, like this. And Brahma realized. So Mahaprabhu is telling to Roop that everything by my inspiration, you should know all these things. Only one drop I am giving. And this I am giving, and you can give this one drop of this nectar, and in this one drop of ocean, whole world will sink. Whole world. So you should take. And he began to tell something from beginning. In this world, there are so many species of life. And this very rare is
human being,
human form. In human forms also, 4 lakhs of, or so many kinds of humans. Some face like this, but no horn and no
tail.
Like animals. So many kinds of. And by the special grace, he
Brahmanda Bhamite Kuna
Bhagavata. Causeless mercy of Krishna and Guru. Anyone in this world can have a seed of
Bhakti Kripa.
Bhakti. Very rare. He will not give to those who have no horns and no tails and like this, never. So, Krishna has given this life only to realize that Krishna prema, have a chance to take it. And if you are good, not taking it, neglecting that your life is but
ruined.
So he's telling to Rupa Goswami, very rare this life. Don't
waste
a moment of this in hypocrisy, in policy, in
politics, duplicity,
or any party baji. Party baji, you know?
Party spirit.
Yes, party spirit.
Party sheep and all these things. Only this. Try to, if Gurudev has given that seed, try to plant it in heart. What is that seed? Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. What is that seed? Oh, it has been brought from, Guru Krishna has brought from Golok Vrindavan, not from here. Oh, the essence of the Hladini and Samvid, this is essence. Even that very particle Shabda. And that is what is this? Oh, to serve Krishna. The tendency to
serve Krishna.
This is Bhakti Lata Bij. Outer symptom what? If whole world be against me,
don't
care. I will not keep chanting, remembering of Krishna, serving of Krishna. Oh, from this our life will be successful. This very strong
conviction
is called seed. And outer symptom what? All that I told. That he will have a very strong faith on words of Krishna, Vedas, Upanishads and all. Mostly Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh, if a guru, very high class of guru that is written in Bhagavatam with all the symptoms, then that guru here. This it can only be obtained by high class of devotee. Symptoms like this. So he is telling, oh, plant it in your heart. Keep water is it. For air you should, and for any problem you should give some
fencing
so that mad elephant should not come. Very often it comes. Be careful from mad elephant. Don't neglect, even in a joke. Otherwise what? Or that mad elephant will uproot. And what is that? Vaishnava Parad, Nama Parad, and no. Don't criticize even in dream. And then, proper what? High class of hearing, pastimes of Krishna. Very high class of. What? Now, where is Krishna? What doing? He is waiting for anyone. Very eagerly. And what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing? Totally observed. Or he is realizing the sweet pastimes of Krishna Mahaprabhu. Always. So remembering all these things. Chanting. Tannam Rupa Charitadi Sukritanu Kramina Rasana Manishini. Tishthan praje tadanuragi jananugami kalam naid akhilam. Like this, chanting to that. Oh, he is not looking to world, where world is, where my worldly friends are and what doing. Nothing. For this I told a story to them in walking. What a story? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in South India and he was going to each holy places of there. Near Trivandrum, he met a very high class of Brahmin and who was devotee of Ram, always chanting, Om Ramaya Nama, Ramaya Nama, like this, Sitaram, Sitaram, like this. Totally absorbed. Mahaprabhu when reached there, he saw. Oh, he began to do more and more with interest. Then he saw that, oh, he is not any other person, any transcendental high class of devotee. And he requested him to have his invitation for
lunch prasad.
Lunch prasadam. Mahaprabhu told, yes, I will come. And he went to Tamrapani, any river nearby, took bath, chanting name, doing his sandhya. Mahaprabhu, even he used to do 3 sandhya, morning, evening,
midday,
everything. Always chanting, remembering Krishna. So he became always observing in Krishna prema, like Radha. Sahaj Samadhi. What is meaning?
Natural trance.
Natural trance. He was in world, not in world. Then in evening, in the midday when he reached there and he wanted to prasad take, then, oh, what are you doing? No prasadam, no cooking, nothing, and you invited me? Then he began to tell, oh, today Lakshman went in very morning to bring some fruits, some things.
Sakpatta, spinach.
But yet still he has not returned. When he will come and bring me, then I will cook for 2 brothers and for me. So no cooking today because Lakshman has not. Oh, he was totally absorbed in that. And he was remembering the past tense of Ramchandra when he was in
forest.
In Chitrakoot or it may be in Dandakaranya on the bank of Godavari. Totally absorbed. But he was talking. Anyone cannot imagine that how this natural trance was. Then Mahaprabhu reminded him something. Oh, then Ramchandra will not take any food today. You should say Lakshman has come and now you should begin.
He has brought so many things.
Oh, I am Lakshman. And I have come and take this. And then Brahman happily began to cook and in a moment he did something. And then he offered to Ram, Lakshman and Sita. As a Sita, he was thinking like a maidservant of Sita like. And then quickly he did and what is the meaning? Oh, this is called bhajan. Oh, you are chanting, oh, how are you? What doing? Or don't go to any, accept me, don't go to anyone. Not. Oh, totally upset. Tannam roop charitadi sukrittananu kramena rasana manasi tishthan braje. Where you are? Oh, he is telling that Brahman is telling, I am in Dandakaranya. And he was where? In South India, anywhere. And he's saying that I am in Dandakaranya with Ram, Lakshman, Sita. He has no idea that where I am. Chanting, remembering. This is called bhajan. Oh, try to touch. And if not touch, then what? As you like, you can do. This is Vaishnava association. And if you are not following, then you should like hornless and tailless, or you should go on doing
two-footed animal
sense gratification. Like yoga, this is yoga. Not. Really, it is not yoga. What is yoga? Bhakti yoga. 2 plus 2, how much?
4. 5?
5. What is the meaning of yoga? To mix anything to another thing, and then they will mix. This is called yoga. 2 plus 2 is equal to 1. Is it
correct?
Possible? 2 plus 2 is 1. Never.
2 plus 2 must be 4, not 1.
Only doing like this. This is not joke. Not this is yoga. What is yoga? Yoga is that we are constantly part of Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have forgotten Him. Now we want to mix with Him, meet with Him and to serve Him. How we can do this? This is called yoga. For body, no yoga. Where, what is yoga there? If you are doing anything to make you very healthy, wealthy, like this is not yoga. To be with Krishna, Supreme Personality, and to serve Him, this is called really yoga. Yoga is not mental excupulation or anything. How we can be added to Krishna, Supreme Power, with love and affection. Why they have come here? Why? Oh, for love and affection. So, we are now in one yoga, bhakti yoga. There are so many. But this is really yoga. I'm making, adding them with Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not this body, but this soul, by love and affection. So this is yoga. We should try to realize all these things and don't lost your life. Even a second of this life is very valuable. Swarup Mahaprabhu is telling. And that seed, transcendental seed, if proper water, proper association, hearing, more and more is coming, it will sprout. Then it will be nishtha. But sensing should be there. So many things are outside of the seed where you have planted, there are so many unwanting things.
Weeds.
What are they? Kuti nati, jivhinsan. Lab puja pratishtha. You know all. Oh, Bhurjan is a very good person. Because he can bring so much money for maintenance of this, what? Krishna Bhavanamrita.
Bhavanamrita? Institution.
Oh, very good. we should try to make him the chairman of the judiciary. He is very qualified. Oh, he becomes. Oh, I'm now Bhurijan. How can I give him? Give up? I should try to follow my what? My responsibilities. I cannot. Whether I am chanting, remembering, and going towards Krishna or not, nothing. I will have to follow my responsibilities. Otherwise, what will be? Everything will be done. Or this is the highest service of my Gurudev. Then what will be?
Problems. Wins.
Then you will be deprived of that transcendental love of Krishna. Give up all these things and then, always remembering with nishtha, being in Vrindavan under the guidance of high class of devotees. If you really want Krishna prema, and if you have some taste to make it healthy, wealthy, then you lose. You can have, after all millions and millions of birth, you can have. Oh, you should be satisfied by that. So Mahaprabhu is telling me, give up all these things, worldly things. Abhe brahmanda bhedi jaya. What is the meaning? All niti should be given. Chanakya niti, you know? What you are sleeping? Why? I will give a slap. If sleeping. Don't do your life.
Don't go to trance. We are in Australia, not in trance.
If anyone will say, I give a slap, at once I will give. I have come from where? India, so, to give this. And you have taken leave and everything. And you were if even sleep. Oh, this is worldly thing. At the time of chanting, remembering, sleeping, this is one of these things. So try to realize all these things. Then Brahmanda Vedijaya, worldly things should be kept here. No need at all. Jim Hinsan, Kutinati, Kutinati. What are not unwanted things, anarths should be given. All kinds of Vaishnava Parad, Nama Parad, Dhamma Parad, chattering and pattering of worldly things, all should be stopped. Always be in Vrindavan, in the guidance of Loknath Goswami. Like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, Krishna Das Kabir, they are waiting for us. And they will waterize in time everything. Then quickly you will have taste in name, especially in Harikatha. If you are chanting, remembering, doing surfacing, but no interest, no taste in hearing Harikatha, then Pandasheshram. Dharma Sanistan Punsam Vishakshin Kathas Notpadin Yadiratim Obhetim Bogus. Zero. If you have no taste in hearing Katha. If you have so much sleepness and thinking other things, your life totally ruined. So, then test will come. Or so many kinds of tests. Reject all this and only go on doing. And then asakti will come. So much
attachment.
Or that, at that time you can realize your relation with Krishna very deeply. And then sometimes trance may come. Bhav may come. Abhash of bhav. Rati. Some semblance of rati may come. And then your life will be successful. Thus, rati will come and then, your life is successful. This is the essence of all things. Swarup Goswami has started from Bako Begam Manasa. You should try to follow totally. And if you are not following this, oh, you cannot do anything. First try to do what? Bakveg, Krodhveg, Manoveg, Jivaveg, Udarveg, Upasthaveg. Upasthaveg is very uncontrolled. Whole Australia, whole Western countries, now India, all these air are coming everywhere. For this we can give up Hari Bhajan even. So much sannyasis, renounce, took, and they gave up. Only for Upasthaveg. But why Upasthaveg? Oh, you cannot control your mind. Oh, this.
Tongue-veg.
And why tongue-veg? Because you are not controlling your mano-veg. And why not it? Oh, only the root of all the evils is bak-veg.
Speech.
Bak-veg. Bako-vegam. So it has been told first. If you want to do, then chant, remember, and try to follow Atyahara, Prayasascha, Prajalpa, Niyamagra, Janshankascha, Laudach. Totally you should follow. And you see that your chanting, remembering, now has some good fruit, that now all worldly requirements are going on. Or detachment from world will all surely come, it is bound to come. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janyat Ashu Vairagyam Jnanancha. All it is bound to come. And if not coming, that, oh, there are so many holes and loops in your bhajan. In your yoga, oh, so much things. Even in bhakti, that creeper, so many unwanted
weeds.
Oh, some are out, some are some far away, and some are in this root of creeper. What? Oh, in this root bhakti, oh, the wish of serving Narayan, Dwarkadhish, or in the root, we should try to cut up. Otherwise, our mool root,
main root
will not go to Prasya.
Main branch.
So we should try to cut up all these things. And even Krishna, like a Dwarkadhish, or it should also be
steaming.
Trimmed.
And go to Braja. And there are five branches. You should not cream, but because they are helpful for all, each other. So you should try to jump some part. Go.
You have to catch one tree and jump.
Dasha, Shakha, Varsalya also, you should jump up.
Jump on that.
And go on. Oh, this is very high. Very difficult, very rare. Oh, in that two, there are two branches. What branches? To be like Lalita Vishakha and Sarping Kanjuga. And to be like Roop, Rati. Oh, this is one branch. All these branches. Oh, we should try to climb out these and follow these, and then your life. Gaur Premanam. Yeah. Now you can go. Go.